Ruth chapter 4. Then Boaz went up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, "Oh, such a one, turn aside, sit down here." And he turned aside, sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman, "Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise to you, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it except for you, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." And then said Boaz, "What day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem you my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was all the manner of the former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." And so he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, "You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead bear not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day." And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. Yahweh make the woman that is come to your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do you worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Yehuda, of the seed which Yahweh shall give you of this young woman." So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in to her, Yahweh gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be Yahweh, which has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, which loves you, which is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him." And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse to it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. End of chapter 4.